No, it's really sick you guys have such a cool view of the city while you're filming this.
Yeah, no, yeah, I just so wish cool. I wish
there was a way to get it.
Exactly. I knew we had a cool view, but I didn't know we had a cool view while doing a cool view. It's hard.
It is a cool view
while we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, it's definitely.
We're kind of like what is that? What is it? Channel 11,
the news. Channel 11 news, the Brooklyn, right? the local news gets.
They had the whole.
We just need island. We need that glass where like people are walking by, you know what I mean, and they can be like looking in, like what the fuck are they doing? You know, head on the window.
You would get so distracted though.
Yeah, I would. I'd be talking.
Oh, to you would just talk trash.
Yeah, like you know how like Fox 5 is like in the middle of New York.
Yeah, and people walk by in the background.
Yeah, people just walk by and start dancing and shit. Yeah.
Gang signs. Why is it always gang signs?
Back up Fox News.
I don't understand. Like, why does like the like whenever you do something, I don't know if it's like a legal or bad or whatever, get ratchet. Why do they go to gang signs? Like,
oh, when they're trying, well, they're
yeah,
trying
it's
to
like gang signs for guys. It's like gang signs, and then for girls, they'd be like, "Girl," like or "Bitch," like that's their.
Well,
like,
if there's no audio, you gotta show something. So you gotta make something.
There's a snap.
Hand movement.
There's
something
a snap.
Something that makes you special. Thanks for the water. My mouth is getting dry already, and it's only like minute three. You know? We're gonna have issues.
What's the longest podcast you guys have ever?
Oh my God! No. He literally had us do a podcast that was 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah, that's pretty long.
What?
That was the kinky was game show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I wasn't here for that one. I missed that one.
That must be a bitch to edit later with all the video components, or just
no. It was actually a good show. Raw, we were rambling. We did. It was a good show.
It's not much editing that goes on. So it's not.
I mean, most like our video is not fully out there. Like we don't have full episodes from beginning to end on video. And audio, we don't do a lot of editing because it's very natural.
Yeah, for sure. I noticed.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's just very few cuts here and there.
Yeah, it makes it easy for you guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Most of the time.
So let me ask you a question. While we even have a guest here, why do we have so many camera angles? I'm assuming it's for like all the cuts, right?
Yeah.
For all the edits.
Well,
because we don't have a steady like camera just rolling and being put out. So why do we have like...
Well, like, first off, the goal is to get all that video put out. It's just that it takes so much time, like you said, with the editing that, you know, we don't really... Because it's a weekly show, we don't have time to... Yeah. We don't have the resources and the time to put out video as quick as we do audio.
Yet.
And now we have all these extra cameras with additional cameras on the show. You got one on you, one on the guest and Jasmine, one on me.
Yo,
so now the whole conversation can be edited together. The whole conversation.
I think
be
it
edited.
Is, but I was just wondering why. Like,
And
it's also like, so we don't have to. You know what I mean? If we don't have a cameraman, we can do it.
Shit, bro.
You don't have to worry about getting
what?
In or anything. What? The
what
fuck?
Is that? Like
is
a taser lighter?
It's not a. It's a lighter.
It's like a Zippo lighter.
Woo!
That's just dope.
Is it
makes a noise?
It does. Like,
listen to this.
That sounds scary. Scary.
Yeah, that's like some alien shit, you know?
I wish I had that.
That's probably
shit,
what killed JFK.
I actually need one of those because the guy, like everybody on the train today was like being extra crazy. It's like all the drug addicts just came out.
You don't have like, you don't have mace or a taser in the,
I
the
do.
Way you
oh, I do. Okay. Shout out to my dad. He got me mace back when I was in college.
You got mace? He's yo, you could get yo, you could go on Amazon and get you a taser. I got my mom a taser for Christmas, a pink one for like $40.
I don't want a pink one.
Wow. You know, it don't have to be pink. You get
actually it might need to be pink because I'm not gonna find it. I've gotten like black.
You probably got mad. Yeah, you be having mad bags and shit. You need to that shit need to be like nylon.
Shout
green
out to
for
Erica
you.
But she has so many bags. By the time she like would find the mace, you know, it'd be over with. You know what I mean?
I just hit him with one of my bags. I just hit him with my bags. That's it. Just hit him with all my bags.
Like, hold on real quick. I gotta find my mace. Wait 1 second. I don't know which bag I put it in before I left.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna find someone that's that patient.
I'm just gonna throw my bags.
Like, all right, I got you. I'll wait. Yeah.
He's like, this is not really how I wanted it to go. You're kind of late.
All right. Are we good? It looks like all the... Wow, I almost just knocked that glass over.
That would have been good. That's a big
glass.
All right,
but it looks like all the levels on mic check are good. That was our little mic check session. And stay tuned for the rest of the interview.
Yeah.
Mic check session. I kind of like that.
Yeah, right? It's just made up on the spot just now. All right.
I kind of like that.
All right, we'll be back right after this. All right.
my middle match. She put it to the whip, got the 1 and 6, asking me just what I wanna wish, but nothing cooked. Is the wax we gonna mix with the ice and sitting listening to different digits tick by a clockwork horns and scorching violence on the TV screen. Like maybe it's cable, the maybe it's the Maybelline to make believe me, but it's vain to vague bases, parading like Zay Grace and be able to take bases when it's told to walk or the harder to come standing at attention.
Fucking heterosexual male, right? But this pisses off so many homophobes. It's so funny to see how people interact with you. They treat
just
you differently.
Just because you got like some painted nails.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's
Isn't
actually
that funny
hilarious.
When the homosexual people like come at you from doing like some expressing yourself as a person, and they're like, "You're not even gay. Like, why would you do that?" Like,
oh, I haven't had that experience.
I have that.
I'm speaking more.
What did you do when they asked you why are you?
We're not recording in there.
No,
we
can
I'm talking to DC because DC went straight into the mic.
It's rolling. Oh, okay. We're having a nice conversation.
He don't stop. He don't stop.
Yeah, I know. It's just funny the things people care about. And I don't give a fuck about gender roles at all. So it's kind of like it doesn't matter
These girls...
Gender roles meaning like what?
Like men aren't supposed to paint their nails or like men shouldn't wear pink. Like really stupid things like that. Oh, those are two minimal examples. But
right.
Anything like that, I don't give a fuck about.
I hate when like...
I do believe in separate roles. Not meaning that like
you believe in what?
Like separate, like there are specific roles, like in like a male and a female into a family bring their own roles into the family. So I do believe that.
Man should be like should take out the trash.
And
okay, so that's shitless. That's just
small
all
little shit like that. Not like not just like really that. It's just for example, like. All right, let's say raising kids, like a male brings a certain perspective to a child that a woman does. And I think both together bring a complete perspective to a child. Yeah. Whereas, like, I personally feel like a man can't be complete without a woman or a partner. And a woman can't be complete without a man, in a sense. I feel like both need each other, in a sense. That's just my
thing, I guess. In the blood.
I don't know. But I don't, like, for example, like, not the guy should take out the trash or whatever. Like, that's just...
Are you talking about like role?
Yeah, but like for example, if my girl is taking out the trash and she took upon that responsibility, that's her job. She's gonna always take out the trash. If I'm cooking, I'm always gonna be cooking.
I just think
that's how we are appreciative.
Too different to like ascribe like a general statement.
Yeah,
that's just everyone is different and everyone.
I think, but one thing for me,
that's true. And everybody should just respect everybody's individual.
Yeah, I don't think it matters at all. I don't think there are any roles. I understand what you're saying in terms of like everyone brings something different and contributes something different and.
But
obviously
I feel like as
a lot of value.
Smoke,
and,
bro?
But as a woman, though.
Thank you, though.
As a woman, though, I do feel like if a small girl is, let's say, two homosexual men have a daughter, two homosexual women have a son.
I think they could raise a...
You can raise them. You can raise them. But there is going to be a woman figure in their life. Like, you're not going to avoid that. Like, in the woman's life, in the girl's life, she's gonna adapt to like a female teacher or something, or an aunt. You have, let's say, like one of them have a sister. Like, there is always like, no matter where you put a child, they always are going to veer towards their like that responsibility role as a sex. So I'm not really concerned when two people have, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I don't think it makes
the opposite sex. You know what I mean? Like that
doesn't make
really
any difference.
No,
No, that's what I'm saying. Like as far as like for what you were saying, I was like what they'll learn and everything like that. You know, they're not gonna really miss anything because I feel even me.
True.
I was born in a family with male and a woman. You know, both my parents, mom and dad, and I still gravitated towards other women. You know, women figures in my life and male figures in my life. You know, who resembled my father or something like that. You know, like I'm sure there are traits. You know, and that's what I'm sure we all have somebody. You know.
Oh, should we just go around like just say what up real quick? Because we didn't do that part of the show yet. So
we didn't get there yet.
We didn't even start the show yet.
Oh, so I should officially start it now.
Yeah, start it. Fuck it.
You want to start it?
Because, I mean, it's been recording, so I haven't really stopped
well,
that. So it kind of started.
Recording visuals, too. Okay, yeah.
Cool.
That's
well,
fine.
Yeah, we can start officially now.
All right.
Yeah,
fine. Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, please don't forget to rate us 5 stars on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, everywhere that allows stars. Yeah, iTunes Podcast, 5 stars, Stitcher Radio. Those are like the easiest ones. 5 stars. Rate, comment, subscribe.
Please, we would greatly appreciate it.
Please. Yeah.
And we're coming off of the last episode we had with Alfredo Lomeli from ESPN.
Shout out to Alfredo Lomeli. Yeah.
That was a dope. Shout out. That was a dope.
He was dope. He's really dope.
Dope session. Yes,
if you haven't listened in, make sure to listen in now. But all right, so in the building today, this is your host, Edison. We got DC in the building. Say what up.
Hey, what's going on, people? How y'all doing?
We're still pressing you for that opening, DC. And
every
we also
fucking
got,
episode.
We also got
ever since I
critics.
Started it. Sorry, Jasmine. Ever since I said something, this motherfucker has not let it down.
You should have never wrote yourself an opening and then never presented.
I wrote it and lost it, bro.
Wait, so do you remember any of it?
I don't remember. I really don't though. I'm gonna take time out and rewrite it so he can get off my back.
That's a 10-second opening.
But that's how much
it was just like introduced the show and it was like hype.
That's how much he talked though. Like literally, because it's in the messages somewhere. He just has to look through the messages and
I never sent it to you.
Oh, you didn't send it?
I put it in my notes and I don't know what the fuck happened to it, but I'm gonna do it over.
Shout out
because
to notes.
I think it was, yeah, that shit is fucking right. life.
Well, it was meant to be forgotten, so the next one, next
Sorry,
epi-
Jazz.
Next
Go
episode,
ahead, Jazz.
You guys are going to have an actual DC opening. Can I guarantee it, or am I going to let everybody down if I guarantee it?
It's a lot opening. Of pressure now.
You're going to get an opening from me.
All right, guaranteed.
Jazz won't leave me alone.
All right. And we got the queen of critics in the house. Say what up.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
And our guest for the show, we got James Lanning in the building. James, say what up.
How's it going?
Man?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, for sure. James, we initially talked about a year or so ago when Eric initially, I guess, put that link up together. And then how did you end up linking up with Eric, actually?
I don't even remember. I think it was just all online.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there was... I don't leave the house much, so it definitely wasn't like an in-person interaction.
At least you admit it. Yeah. Are you a Fortnite player or no?
No, man. I don't even allow myself to play video games because that is all I would do.
Mm.
I would never write anything.
That's my thing, bro. All right, so check it out. Three of my homies, my best, like, yeah, they best friends, bro. I grew up with them, whatever. They all got Xboxes. They all play Call of Duty, mm-hmm. and they have a group chat discussing the meetings, the time, and it's just like I feel left out. But it's like, fuck it, because if I get that shit, I am not going to stop.
You're going to be like a soldier.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm trying to avoid that shit.
Captain said we got to be there at 8:30.
I think.
Yeah, it's like...
You'd never show up to any podcast.
Nah, I probably would. He'd be like, he'd probably think I'm ducking him, but it's like, bro, I'm playing Xbox, bro.
PC would say that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
like, bro,
your new
listen,
intro.
We,
right
we got a war right now. I can't,
it's going
can't leave my
right
men
down.
Behind. I can't leave your men behind.
It's going down.
But so speaking of photography, you do a lot of photography and videography and everything yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I was gonna ask you that because
sure,
I didn't mean to cut you off, Sloan.
But
I was gonna ask you that because I was on your Instagram and I'm like, damn, does this dude take pictures? Because it's the great quality.
Thanks.
Dude. And I noticed a lot of them are like in black and white.
Yeah.
That's why? Why you do that?
Well, recently I've been shooting film, and I really like Ilford HP5 Plus.
What is that? I don't know what that is, bro.
So it's just the type of film I'm using. Brand.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've just been shooting more film and.
So it's not. So it's no digital. You like the.
No, I mix in digital stuff. And digital is how I started. But my photography's changed a lot from like going around the city and like climbing buildings and
you put yourself in a lot of dangerous.
Yeah, before
I used to put myself in
some precarious situations, but now I guess I'm switching to film. It's a little more fitting to kind of what I'm looking to do with my photography, which is more conceptual, or I tend to shoot just like as I go about my life rather than making a point.
I feel like that's the dopest way to do it.
Yeah, it comes out. I mean, that's why a lot of the photos are more personal or kind of weird, because it's just kind of what my interest has shifted. So
I feel like it's weird if it don't. It's good to have changes.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, at least in my mind, it's been a positive change.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, I'm also just not one to want to do the same thing for too long.
Yeah,
so it kind of helps me keep motivated or inspired to switch it up a little bit.
That's
fine. And that key, and then you kind of like string that in with your music, your videos. I mean, a lot of like, I guess, the walks up the buildings and stuff. You had that playing on your performance that we saw. So
yeah,
how did that come about?
I've been trying to integrate more of that in the live show aspect lately. So I mean, I've taken hundreds of videos while I've like went around the city and was like climbing stuff or going wherever. So it kind of only made sense to start incorporating that into the live aspect. So, and I've done that for most of my music videos, I guess, over the last few years. So they're mostly shot by me and edited by me as well. Just on some of them, I used actually, you know, an actual camera, but the video for the song I Doubt It was just shot all on an iTouch. And I just used iMovie.
And that's how you edit
my
video.
Yeah, right. That's just my favorite video, honestly, thus far. Because it's the most personal and actually, I'm the most proud of that one. I don't know.
So when you're climbing stuff, are you planning on, oh, I might make a music video out of this?
Or not at all. I mean, everything was just filmed like while I was doing it. And anything that was shot with the intent, it's pretty clear that that was the intent because I'm like acknowledging the camera, like the video for Another Day Wasted. Like I'm rapping to the camera and most of that. So obviously like it was there for the music video.
Oh yeah. You guys went to like a warehouse with like
it was an abandoned theater in Jersey. Yeah.
How do you find these locations? Like, do you just go around like hunting for them? Like what inspires you to like Google search this stuff?
Well, once you kind of get into the community, you,
the community of climbing in dangerous like, places and
stuff. I feel like it's a photo. Like, are you part of like the Sony Alpha? Like,
No. Sony Alpha. What is that? Yeah.
That's they shoot Sony cameras and they're fucking fire.
They shoot Sony cameras.
They just use Sony cameras and go around and they like go in explorations and stuff. And there's like a couple camera groups and stuff. Matson won.
I never thought about that, like a whole like
collective of
camera gang.
I mean, that's kind of what it turns into.
I hosted one actually. That's with dope, my modeling.
Though. I never even thought about that shit.
It does actually turn into that. So Instagram does tend to be like a dating app for urban explorers or like photographers because everyone just a lot of my friends that I, like currently my best friends like I met through Instagram, which is
facts.
Weird
shout out to
and Rain. Kind of funny, but you know that's the reality of it. And
does that bring you back to? I guess that brings you back to when you said I don't go outside as much. And
yeah, no,
why
I don't.
Is that though?
That's because I've been switching my focus more to music over the last like year or two. In a way, like I said, my photography has changed to more personal. So now I just bring my camera along and I'm taking photos of things that are more personal to me.
Yeah.
Rather than like, I'm going to go climb the Williamsburg Bridge tonight and bring my camera. It shifted from that. So now I spend more time inside, like working on music and writing.
So you don't. So you got a studio in the crib and shit. So you don't.
Yeah, I mean, studio is definitely like
just a stretch,
a loose. You know? Like, I mean, it's like this to me is.
But
way
you could,
more
you could
of
put some
studio.
Heat out though if you wanted to. That's what. That's
I mean,
basically,
I do everything myself in that sense. Like,
how about beats and stuff? Do you do that?
No, I don't do production. Okay. So I work with a lot of different producers from, most of which I've never even met before. But, random, right? How internet works now, but yeah, in terms of the mixing, mastering, and recording, I do that all in my bedroom. And
oh, that's dope.
Yeah, I mean, I've saved up for all the equipment. And again, I'm by no means like a talented engineer.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. I'm, you know, so I put in the work myself and, you know, I do the best I can with
the
mixing and mastering.
The quality is definitely
so
not, like, the quality is
doesn't
there,
inhibit
you know
the
I mean?
Listening experience. Well, that's good. It could definitely be infinitely better and that would make me feel better about, I'd be able to churn out a lot more material more quickly because that is honestly the longest part of the recording process for me is I waste so much time mixing and mastering because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So
I can help you with that.
It's definitely
I can help you out with that.
Yeah. It's crazy now, like the times that we live in.
We got a couple
like,
plugs. You we can help right, cool. you out with.
That sounds good.
You can make a hit and know how to leave the crib, bro.
Yeah,
you don't have to go outside.
Yeah,
and go and make money. This
what do you
crazy,
use for
bro.
Like sound, like for like sound acoustics?
Honestly, man, I'm as you can see, pretty hipster dude. I have clothes on in my bedroom again. You can cut my ass all you want, but I don't. Yeah, so I don't dry my clothes at the laundromat. I like wash them and then I hang them up in
my
bedroom.
That's fine. I have a fucking rack like that.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. No, it's so a literal clothesline across
he's such
my
a
whole bedroom.
It's so nice. So you guys have no idea.
I hear a lot of people say this. Say
the
this shit like,
that he's
like
giving off.
You're a hipster. You're a hipster. This. You're a hipster. That. Even my boy called me a hipster.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be self-aware.
I was like,
What's a hipster?
What the fuck is a hipster, though? Yeah, I get the gist of it.
Should we go on Urban Dictionary right now and just pull up the official?
I think
official?
We should each say our own.
You want to pull up the official?
Let's pull up the official.
My phone just died.
I don't know if official and Urban Dictionary.
No, Urban Dictionary. But I'm going to pull up Urban Dictionary, definitely, though.
What's the official definition of hipster?
What's your definition, though, DC?
I don't know. Like, I guess.
If you had to say, like, what it was, like.
I would say, if I was to say what it was, I would say, like, a person that's, like, very trendy, like that's into like the newest shit that's going on. I don't know, like that's always up on a new shit. I don't know.
See, mine is more geared toward quirky rather than like
someone that's not doing any.
So that's it. Oh, so it's a total opposite.
Yeah.
I think so. They're just doing their own thing.
Like basically what you said. Not that.
The total opposite.
That's why I was like, oh, really? I want like to know what DC means.
That's more like
fuckboy.
Like hype beast.
That's more like a
fuckboy. Ultimate hype beast.
Oh, hype beast. Okay.
You're a hype beast.
I sound like I'm fucking.
You're definitely
like,
a hype beast.
If you're rocking too much Supreme, maybe you're kind of like a fuckboy.
I think I am a hype beast.
You're ultimately a hype beast. DC comes into every single show.
I am a hype beast.
We're just self-aware here.
Yeah, no, he comes into every show like decked out and everything like that.
Oh, look at what the definitions say. A person who follows the latest trends in fashion, especially those regarded as being outside the culture.
Okay, so maybe
we're wrong.
I reject my self-labeling.
I take everything I just said.
We're all wrong.
Hold on.
I guess we have
definition
more,
number two.
We have more clout than we know.
Hold on. Be quiet for a second, everybody.
Hipster.
All right, so
is there like a secondary
definition?
Maybe
I take back hipster, but
hipster too is second one is an adjective. It's definitely an adjective. Having a waistline at the hips rather than
those are my jeans.
Oh, so I guess someone that's hip, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's
I was kind of like relating
to
it to a hippie.
Yeah,
I was like relating it to a hippie instead of a, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I think the whole world is wrong then.
Maybe.
Like, there's a good
percentage
what
Google
of
says.
Us that
Google
are wrong.
Says the person that followed, and I just took that off the top. I didn't even read that shit, but.
Yeah, no, that's what I wanted to ask you before you.
You know, you're gonna get a high five by the end of the show for that.
So
high five for what?
Would we agree
for being right.
Would we agree that it's kind of hipster to use a clothesline for my sound acoustics by hanging like sheets and
I would say that's kind of hipster.
That's a hipster.
So to answer your question, that's what my acoustic.
So I guess they're up to trends.
I like the way you brought that back because I completely forgot.
So that's
what
where we started. And I have like a little foam back to the microphone. That's the other main piece of equipment.
See, like I feel like I don't know. Like I feel like that's hipster. Like hipster.
Yeah. See,
is,
that feels hipster
like,
to me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so I don't know.
So maybe, but you do follow like trends.
I mean, no. Look at me, man.
You're like trendy. Maybe because
you heard a laugh after
though. Like, yeah. I know. I'm like, you see how I said it though? Like I wasn't even confident when I was saying it. Like I was just like, so you're
I mean,
like trendy.
I mean, it sounds even cringeworthy. Like no, I don't follow trends. But like, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I do
but you
to
look
some
great.
Extent.
You look super chill. You know?
I mean,
you
I don't think I've washed these jeans in 2 months.
You look comfortable as fuck.
I am comfortable as fuck. Yeah, even with this huge hole in my armpit in the sweater,
there's
man.
Always
I don't,
a, there's
yeah.
always a hole this in whole the good hole sweater. Somewhere.
I feel like that's important. Like, he tried to get me. He was like, yo, bro, you got a hole in your shirt. I'm like,
hell
no.
Yeah.
Because you're a hipster.
Oh, you said that?
I know it's there.
Tell him because you're a hipster.
It's like when people point out a pimple on your face. You're like, I know.
Yeah, bro. I can see that shit. Like, I can see it with no mirror.
Thank
that's
you.
Like, no, that's
it's like when people tell me that my nose has like a ridge on it. I'm like, no, shit.
No, shit, really.
Thank you.
Man. I've had that all my life.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you, by the way?
I'm a quarter Armenian and then some Italian and then other white mutt mixed. I don't know. Yeah, just white.
I knew you weren't like regular.
I mean, it's still white,
but Armenian. That's
it's from our mom's side of the family.
Is that what Middle
Kim
East?
Kim Kardashian?
Not really. It's like it's in Europe.
It's still
is
so white.
It's
in Europe. Oh, okay.
It's borders Iran.
He doesn't have like a normal.
So it is kind of
normal like white face. Even Edison, like they don't have like a normal like white structure.
What the fuck is a normal white structure?
I knew I was gonna get in trouble.
Yeah.
So I said,
please
so
do
low.
Explain.
Well, I said it's so low.
Do it's explain.
Like, it's like the jawline, like that.
Oh,
like
you meant?
Sharp,
I thought you meant societal like, structure.
No, yeah.
You mean a physical
feature? Yeah, physical feature.
Like sharp.
Yeah, physical feature.
Oh, okay.
Noses.
Yeah. And he definitely wasn't Jewish. He's not Jewish.
What's that? Yeah.
this conversation's headed in a problematic direction.
Listen, you guys, you can't make fun of Jews if you want to be successful.
Next question.
Hipster. That's how the world turns. You know what I mean?
Oh, good. Next question.
So I wanted to ask, what is the Black Avenue Crew?
That's something that was an exploring thing. That's kind of like, as I've stopped exploring, it's kind of like dwindled from my life. But it was like when I was exploring more, it's like just was a thing my friends and I, my friend Lucas and I, like started.
But what's like, what do you mean exploring? Like that's where you're, yeah, you know, so you're like, going to the bridges.
Yeah, exactly.
The
yeah.
So what's like the craziest
that's
place
called urban exploring, like yeah. as lame as that is. But yeah, it has, that's what most people.
I mean, it's
kind
of cool. Like so. All the pictures and the videos. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but every time I look at it, I'm like, every time I
mean,
I look
it's cool,
at it,
but
like,
I wouldn't do it.
I'm like, holy shit! Like,
no, I mean, it's probably
off.
For
he's
the
about
best.
To fall off.
So you're obviously, so you used to obviously like climb trees and shit when you were a kid.
Not really that much, honestly. Yeah, it's more just when you're depressed and suicidal, you do weird things. yeah, honestly, that's fucking, that's how it started.
I got off. Like, okay, so like. So like you obviously have to elaborate.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Tell
so
us how that connects and like.
Yeah, I mean, when you're having mental health issues, you kind of are searching for something to like help pull yourself out of it. Or I mean, that's at least my personal experience. I don't think that's universal. Like sometimes it's too much to even want to do anything like that. But in this case, at least I don't even know if it's a conscious thing. At least subconsciously, it was like kind of struggling and looking for something to try and pull myself out of it. But I got off work one day.
So kind of you were kind of just following adrenaline. Is that what it was? Or
I mean, see, I didn't even anticipate the adrenaline rush, but that's definitely, it's something that like gets addictive. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what like you do it after a certain point, like because you need that rush and you like are replacing, I guess, feelings of like really lows with trying to find those highs. So.
So you literally went high.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it's
no,
I don't know. It's a,
like you literally went high.
You'd be surprised how many people in the exploring community have mental health, or maybe you wouldn't be surprised because you got to be crazy, I guess, to do some of
it's
the shit
so
that we're doing.
Now.
So, yeah, I mean, that's people in general. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's good that people are more open and there's like more of a dialogue and that there's not such a stigma
yeah,
with
for
it.
Sure.
But.
Mm-hmm. I guess people are just becoming more aware in general, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
because it's a problem that you ignore yourself, I guess, you know what I mean? You're like,
I
you
think
know,
everybody has mental everybody, health issues. Everybody
to some degree, yeah, yeah. It depends just.
Everybody should talk to a therapist or a psychologist. Yeah. I feel like a psychologist,
always,
definitely. Even though I have never done it, I feel like everybody
somebody.
Should at least once.
You talk to somebody.
But for how long you think? Just like one time,
just
do it one time?
I feel like if you talk to a psychologist once or twice, I feel like you'll want to talk to them more.
You yeah, I mean, just whatever you need. You can look at your friends that way too. Obviously, that puts a lot of pressure on them, and you have to make sure they're emotionally available before doing
not
so.
A bad
but,
idea. No,
but you could
know.
Have a period
What's
of
not a bad
time
idea?
Where you see them.
Like to have a therapist. I like.
It doesn't hurt.
Like a,
yeah, there's no shame in it.
Sexy ass, badass therapist. And just,
you're looking
just
for
look
something
at
different.
And just go talk
yeah,
to her.
No, we're talking about two different things here.
No. I'm just saying, like, your therapist could be bad as fuck. Like, you don't.
We're not talking about a renter girl here. Like,
nah, but I'm saying, like, that wouldn't be popping if she was bad as fuck and you just.
I know, it would
talk.
Be. Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
It would help,
that's what
it would
I prefer.
Help you.
But,
it would help
but
you
started with
more.
That. It wasn't like.
Because he's just
yeah,
saying it would help him open up more. That's it.
Therapist. It wasn't like, oh, if I would, you know, a therapist and, you know, she'd help me with my thoughts and it'd be nice if she was bad. No, he started with.
No, yeah. I was just.
Listen,
I was just,
we're not even. You can't even point it. Fingers at DC.
Why not?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Why you can't point fingers at me? Because I'm a brick now. Just
anyway, well, we're gonna go back to the original topic.
Yeah, Jasmine be having some.
No, I like the segues. The segues are good.
Like some exclusive shit going on over there.
I think she like makes it up. And
you
then
even
she
drinking
comes
premium
here.
Coronas? What? Look at this. What the fuck God. Is that?
I've never
Where
even
you
heard
get
of
a
that.
Premium Corona from?
No, I'm just fucking. You
actually, guys, speaking of Coronas, we're going to have to take a quick commercial break so we can replenish on drinks. My mouth's getting very dry.
Lips
I can't
too.
Even talk. There you go. We need some chapstick. You know, it's getting cold in here.
Where you get a premium?
I keep feeling the vibe, I don't know what it is. I've been so busy down, I don't know how to live. Years better design, but nothing ever gives. Been gone vibe with me while I'm singing this.
Your boy be singing this. I just got off the phone with River Phoenix. I need one of three of my lifelines. Like I'm seated with Regis. See, the skin is scar tissue like I'm Anthony Kiedis. So I keep focused on myself while the dancing between us is like Zetas, Lapidus, good grief, and Jesus.
So let's get back to our guest, James Lanning.
I'm enjoying the...
Bro, you're, this is a podcast.
It is a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. No.
James is like, yo, this is why no, I did have mentally help save this world. Like,
no, I'm happy to talk about things, not just... I'm totally happy to not
you're
talk
so
about
chill.
Myself, man.
No, but I just feel like we haven't really talked it. About this climbing on bridges and buildings and like very dangerous and standing
do,
in the corner
but we
of
start
like
going
almost
off on
death
tangents.
And looking down.
Yeah, tangents are great.
You know, looking down at death, basically.
Yeah, looking down at death brings up a lot of tangents.
Go ahead, bro. Ask him the question. Is
your mind starts flashing.
Yeah, you see your life flash before your
Where does that start? What's the first thing you're like, all right, I'm going to climb here? And
the first thing that I ever climbed?
Yeah, and stand on the edge of the fucking...
Well, that was... The first thing I ever climbed was the Williamsburg Bridge when I got off work. That So I work in a coffee shop. It's a barista.
You still work there?
Yeah, I still work there, same place, because I'm complacent and nice. Whatever. It's been, yeah, so...
They're good to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm there, and, yeah, they are, honestly. And I got... Shifts were, like, 10 hours. You get off at, like, 1-ish. 12:30, 1, depending on the day. And then I got off
PM.
Work and yeah.
PM?
No, AM, excuse me. Yeah.
AM. Oh, okay, AM.
Yeah, it's like 3 p.m.
Oh, you did this shit at night. You climbed the bridge
of course,
at night.
Of course, yeah. If you climb it in the morning,
why would he
definitely going to get
fucked. They're going to be like,
him.
Yeah. This guy's crazy.
Were, I mean, there are kids
he's
doing
climbing,
it during
like,
the
on
day
the metal,
now. So
on top of like Spider-Man.
Them, but
I know, but.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, mostly.
Probably cool to do it during the day.
Mostly at night or like really early morning. So yeah, I don't know. I was walking. Over the bridge home. I live in Bed-Stuy, so is this is in the East Village. So I don't know. I like walking.
So you were gonna walk,
walked,
and you're like, "Fuck it."
Well, I mean, I still had to walk after.
Yeah, okay.
It would have been sick to parasail off the bridge, but
no. But I'm saying you were just walking on the bridge like normal.
Yeah,
then, so you were by yourself. It wasn't
I was by myself.
Oh,
and,
you was dolo doing this.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So was something would have happened to you?
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't really a concern, if I'm being honest.
Oh my god. You
that
crazy?
Wasn't a yeah.
I don't
know.
Say you're crazy, but you're crazy.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I am a little off. But I don't know. It was like just on a whim. I just decided to do it while I was walking over the bridge. And then since then, I've done it.
You had your camera with you at that time or no?
No, I didn't even own a camera at the time. Wasn't taking photos. So I just did it.
This was just some random shit. Like you wasn't having like suicidal thoughts or no shit?
No, I was. Just
you was?
Like that was a consistent part of my and is a part of my life. So. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I was definitely.
So when you were climbing, were you thinking like of that possibility
of
jumping or?
No, not at all. It wasn't to do that.
Oh, okay.
There was no intent to like, I'm going to climb this because I want to die. It was like, like I'm just going to do this. And that was actually
was
what
like
made
a
me
life
feel.
Changing?
It was it, then at least. Yeah.
Okay.
It felt, I mean, it has been. Yeah. It still is. That would
was
be
it?
Unfair to
like the first
the experience.
Step.
Yeah. I mean, it was what helped me realize at least in that moment that like, oh, I do enjoy life and I do enjoy being here and there is a lot to live for and there are a lot of things that I want to do still. And
you realized that while climbing that and
when I got to the top, I was like,
that's so simple. That's crazy. Like that's so
I mean, it's not like a literal conversation that you have with yourself, but it's a feeling, you know, it's like, oh yeah, this feels right. And,
I feel like that is a conversation, like a personal, like on a deeper level.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
you
is.
Should.
I mean,
you
it,
should. I feel like you should have conversations with yourself in general. Like, you know, you should always stop and evaluate yourself. Like, all right.
No, I think that's
totally.
Clear.
Yeah, absolutely.
What am I doing right now? Is this correct for the path? Is this where I'm trying to
I think less. I think that's the problem with people where it starts. You can stop me if I'm wrong,
no,
James,
go ahead.
There. But I feel like that's the problem with some of the people because they're like, if you're doing what's right, it's not about really what's doing what's correct or right. It's really about what's doing what's best for you. That's what you have to change that mindset.
Do you mean
like,
in terms of like legality or just generally?
Just
morally
generally,
or,
like cool. Morally, yeah. Like that conversation that you have to have that you're having with yourself needs to be not telling you like, this is correct, this is right. It should be like, the words that we're saying to ourselves should be more kind. Like, we have to be more kind to ourselves.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's the head, like, that's the juice right there for mental health.
One of my best qualities, man, is, I don't mean to sound crazy or nothing, but I love me some me. Like,
mm-hmm. I love me you love some you me. Like,
no, that's great.
I love me some me. Like, I enjoy being me, you know, I enjoy.
No, that's incredible. Yeah, that's something to take lightly.
Like, a lot of people don't enjoy themselves. That's, mm-hmm. That's life, but I really do enjoy me some me.
Yeah. No, it's it's seriously great, man. No, yeah. Like, that's not anything to take lightly.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of people could. Yeah. Everybody's trying to be somebody else. You know what I mean?
True.
Real shit.
You know?
I think instead of saying, like, I've been saying, what is it, the 26th?
I don't even know, to be honest with you.
I've been saying,
is it?
I think it's the 26th. I think it's the 26th.
Yeah,
whatever. January, 26. I feel like January.
Yeah, it's the 26th.
Gone.
January's gone already.
Yeah. Yes.
What did we do this month?
I don't remember what I did this entire month.
We launched them.
I want to see my little spiel. Ahead. It's new year, new mind.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Right, go ahead.
I wanted to reiterate that from before.
All right, you got to talk up, because nobody's catching anything you're saying.
I'm sorry. I thought I was.
With that fucking low-ass volume.
I'm sorry. I got this. The wire is like behind my chair. Shut up anyway. So what I was saying is that it's important because it's about the new year and new mind. That's what it's about.
All right, cool. Back to the back to the conversation.
It was so much more. It was so much more happening before.
No, it's great.
Yeah. Thank you, James. Yeah. This is why I like James. Fuck you, Edison. That's to replace you with James.
No, definitely not.
We're talking about what we did in January.
Don't do that. Yeah, I could not do his job.
Yeah,
so I'm too antisocial for that.
No, you're too nice for his job.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should finally use my journalism degree, right?
There you go. We get to sit out.
What school did you go to?
I went to NYU for journalism.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Nice.
And now I'm a white rapper barista. So, like, it's like, no wonder I'm suicidal.
Who climbs
blue check mark,
though. Fucked my own life.
You know, with the blue check mark, that already puts you at a higher level than regular people.
Oh, yeah.
Edison's so jealous right now.
You got a blue check mark, bro?
Oh, man. Yeah. Yes, unfortunately. That's dope. You can have that shit.
Edison's like,
you got that shit.
Yeah, what a
sweatshirt. Edison's like, I'll take it.
Yeah, throw this away. No.
Yeah.
I'm not jealous, but he is.
What is this? Really?
No,
this just randomly happened.
Wait a minute.
I was telling him, I released an EP through Sony Red, so I'm pretty sure during that process it was form submission
based.
And then your account has to, because I was doing the climbing stuff and photography stuff. Obviously, my music isn't at that level yet, so I'm pretty sure I met those requirements because of the photos I was taking.
So, yeah, basically what you're saying is...
I finessed this.
In order to get... Nah, you ain't finessed it. What he's saying is, basically, to get a fucking blue check, you got to do some dope shit.
Like, I mean...
That's what it sounds like.
Done enough dope shit.
I think
give us our blue check, Instagram.
I think it helps to have a few different mediums as a creator.
Yeah.
Through which you're expressing yourself, and rather than like, so I'm really thankful that I have found photography in addition to music.
Yeah.
And now I'm by no means, like, in my opinion, an amazing photographer, or, you know, like, I'm terrible at drawing, right? But like, I make all my own album art now, and I'm like, I'm not a visual art, like, graphic artist, but I've been doing like collage-esque things for all my album art now. Mm-hmm. Like the last song
big.
I did.
I feel like that was big 2018. Like, yeah. I've seen a
do
lot
you
of collage
do art for other people back. Or do no, you just strictly, just yeah. for yourself, right?
Yeah, it's just for me. I mean, I take photos for friends and things like that, but... Mm-hmm.
But you're drawing too, like...
Yeah, so like for the Doppelganger, which is the last song I released, the cover, I went to like a... I was just at a thrift junk store and I found
Doppelganger.
Yeah.
Is that,
it's German. It means like double, but usually with a more like,
oh, I thought that was the name of it was a Netflix, show.
How I Met Your Mother.
Nah,
Doppelganger.
That was in the show. It was a movie
that just dropped and it had like
a name that sounds familiar to that.
So I'm a big Twin Peaks fan, which is like during the show, there's like a thing with, doppelgangers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I just like going around to thrift stores and random shit like that.
Thrift stores is dope, man.
Shit. Just doing hipster shit.
So that was like
So I found an old. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen those old like Polaroid slides? They're really tiny.
Yes.
They're only like this big. Mm-hmm. So I saw that and then I turned that into my album art by just drawing using like a whiteout pen. I just drew that little random
thing. Oh yeah, that's kind of that's basically thing. Your
that's the cover essentially. It's like not like a logo or anything, it's just like for that song.
That's what he drew on our board, ladies and gentlemen. In season 4, everybody draws on the board.
So I don't know, just trying to
making some even changes.
Even if you're
and
not,
you better rate us, James.
I will.
You better rate us, James.
I will subscribe.
Yeah, we gotta have.
I ain't playing James. We friends. We did that whole high five thing and everything.
Yeah, dude, I followed you back already.
I followed you. I followed you first, maybe. You followed me first, and then I followed you. But see, I posted about you first. I was.
You took the step.
I took the step. That's all.
Listen, James doesn't have to like any of your pictures. He has a blue check mark.
I'm too good for that. Yeah. You know? I don't engage with anybody.
Honestly, he didn't even like any of my pictures. He just reposted.
Yeah, I just reposted it. Don't worry, on the train back, I got you, man. That's because I'm with you.
I got the follow.
Because I'm with you right now. So why would I just go on your social media when I'm right next to you?
Because clearly, if it's not on social media, it never happened.
Okay, good. Here we go again with the blue check mark.
Oh, no. You thought I was going to. God damn. I know he feels like a certain type of way because you could tell like he's not a guy that's like, you know.
He's not showy.
Like when that came, he wasn't like, oh, wow. You know, he was like, oh, fuck.
No, that's why Edison is talking. At the time, I was very excited about it because I thought it would lead to like, oh, people are going to take me more seriously now because I have this thing that is telling the rest of society that I'm like actually somebody.
Yeah.
So at the time, admittedly, I remember I was on a train in Germany when I got the email about it, and I was way too excited, to be honest with you. Yeah. But I think I'm a very different person from
when did you get it?
Years ago.
When did
that was like 2016.
Yeah.
And honestly, my followers have gone down. Like,
no, sure.
No, they have. Yeah. And that's, I think, because I post like once a month now. I used to post almost every day. And
y'all lost hella followers. I haven't posted in almost 2 months. Yeah, man, I don't know why I stopped. I got to start getting
back. Well, that's the thing. Do you need to, though? Like, what's
I really don't. But
what's the?
I kind of like it was
his
fun
page
doing
is different
it.
Though. His page is
if
like.
If you
just,
enjoy doing it, I have no right to tell you not to do anything. Right? Like it's up to you to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah, it was fun, but I don't know. I gotta get back to it.
Just I always try and question my own intentions of why I'm doing something, and I guess.
But unfortunately, you're in that world.
I know.
You're a rapper, artist. People have to keep seeing you
for sure. Yeah. Unfortunately, because that's just luckily
for you, you do take pictures, so it's not like something. It's not something that you're going out of your way just for Instagram. You're doing that anyway.
Oh, not at all.
And then you can just upload it. Yeah, just upload it.
That's the thing about the exploring stuff that gets a little weird because it becomes such a Instagram becomes so integrated into the aspect of doing
it's like,
that.
Did I get this?
Yeah. Is it like all right? Well, that. But also, like, so the way that I started doing it was very organic and, like, very personal. But then after a while, when you start to get a following, you know, doing it, you start to have to question, like, your motives of, like, oh, am I going to this spot only to get this photo so I can then post it on Instagram and continue?
It is a psychological thing.
Yeah, but it's also annoying because right now, like, I have to sit here and I have to post, like,
fuck that. It's like, such a, it's so stupid to me. It's like such a waste of time.
But unfortunately, like,
it's reality.
We're in that fucking world.
I know.
Like, yeah, like that's fucking
on my personal Instagram. I don't announce it or nothing because I haven't posted things in like years.
You got a personal Instagram?
Exactly. I don't even use it.
Yeah.
What?
Because since I started using the shows,
yeah, he does. He has.
I didn't know.
Since I started using the show's Instagram, that's all I use, and I only post on there because there's a reason for it. Like in my personal account. I was gonna post something
when
I went to Europe.
On your personal account.
What was the last photo? My last 7 posts on my personal account were reposts of the podcast, and then before that, it was like I don't even remember. It was probably like 2016.
God, you know what I mean? Damn.
At least it wasn't shrimp. Maybe shout out to the other Instagram, James Lennon.
Yeah.
You're so tight at that. Oh,
I'll tell you right now.
You're like Edison with the blue check mark.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like your frames, Josh.
They're sick.
Are those new? I haven't seen those before.
Right, well,
maybe
I went to
you
Italy.
Had them and right. I didn't notice them.
You know what?
Are they new?
I like them.
Thank you.
I don't know if
they are
being,
dope. Though.
I don't think he's. I'm stop being sarcastic.
No, I'm being dead serious.
Yeah, he's being genuine.
Because they're dope though. Are they new or
no? Y'all want to hear that? These glasses actually are so old and they're
maybe
actually
that's why they're
so
vintage. They're vintage.
Faded.
Hipster.
Because at my normal job, like what Jasmine has to do to like make consistent money and and what goes on my taxes, I work at a hospital and the chemicals sometimes they splash and the machines that I'm by sometimes is
that's
so
terrifying.
Hot. you know, I just be out here making my money. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do what I gotta do.
The chemicals splash your face.
Yeah.
You're like, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
It's crazy.
Well, yeah, that's why her fucking hand glows green sometimes and shit.
But I mean, you see my thumb, right?
Yeah. the green thumb for a different reason. Yeah.
Nah, but yes, it just like splashes. Like it's the splash. So it's like over time, I've had these for lot of years.
So the chemicals made in that color? I don't know.
Yeah, this is from the fade.
So all you have to do is put yourself in the scene. So basically,
like almost become the Joker, but don't become the Joker. Like, just have him like splash in the water at your face.
Splash.
Yeah, this is.
And then go steam.
You can just go to Warby Parker and spend $100.
There you go.
To donate a pair.
And then you just get
that's your ad
for awesome vintage Prada glasses, like your shorty right here. And I'm just out here swagging every day. So you never know. Next week, they might be even lighter. I don't know. It depends on how much I work this week.
Yeah.
That's how it is, you know.
All right, remind me not to give Jasmine compliments and stuff anymore.
8 hours later.
Yeah,
eight
exactly. Right. Yeah, later. That's what we're gonna have to plug in the SpongeBob. Like, all right, goddamn. I was waiting to find out what the fuck happened to the glasses. Holy shit!
I was telling you. 15 minutes later, it's like, oh, it's
a little bit of
that's
chemicals.
That's how you get it.
Steam. But anyway, I want to know where you get like your inspiration from hip hop.
Yeah, sure. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, most of the stuff that I was.
How long have you been doing it? Oh, what's going on over there?
Let's cross this one off.
Wow, that's because you guys jinxed it. You guys definitely said, this right. computer never breaks down.
No, it don't. I don't know why the fuck it stopped.
So when I was, I guess, back. So I'm from Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
301 area code.
Right.
Shout out to Bodymore.
Yeah. My sister lives in Baltimore now. But yeah, I grew up in Maryland, and what was popular at the time, like I guess Carter 3 came out when I was in high school. So I mean, like, definitely was like, that was what everyone was listening to. So before I like moved up to New York, like, I was very heavily influenced more by like southern rap. Like, that's what everyone was listening to, and that's what I was listening to. So it wasn't really until I moved here and started going to like thrift stores and record shops that I started to get into like Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, and
oh, you like that classic shit.
Yeah, I really got into like everything.
The forefathers.
Like, really, like,
when did you start like making music yourself? Like, how long ago?
I guess the first time that I like started to even slightly do hip hop was with my roommate freshman year, Chris, who I still live with. We just would freestyle, like, you know, asshole freshman kids do all the time in dorms, and was really bad, you know, terrible, like embarrassingly bad. So that eventually just kind of grew into me writing. So, but it wasn't really until I graduated from NYU that I started to seriously pursue music. But yeah, I mean, mostly just really into the old school stuff, like late 80s, early 90s, and then obviously mid 90s. Everyone loves like that stuff. Yeah. But yeah, everything from like Black Sheep and like Native Tongue stuff and like De La Soul, Tribe, to like the Far Side, Souls of Mischief. And then obviously Nas, Jay, Big Pop.
So, man, you,
I spent a lot of time listening and studying.
Those are like the
classic
forefathers of hip hop, like,
yeah, man. Yeah, Rakim and Big Daddy Kane to me were, I was fortunate enough to see them perform live at like one of those free summer shows a few years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, it was crazy. Big Daddy Kane moves nonstop on stage while doing every single word, and it's so lyrically like dense and intricate. It blew my mind. That was like, so to me, he's like, him and Rakim are like the ideal like MCs, like what it means to be like a master of ceremony. So
obviously
that means you don't listen to anybody now.
No, not at all. I think everything has a time and place. Like, I'm not someone who like just bashes like new artists to do that. Like, I'm a new artist, like, you know. At least, you know, whatever, man. I think it's stupid and pointless to just like write off an entire like generation or, you know, style of music, like, it's just because like it's not what I make. So yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that necessarily. Like,
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. And I listen to just every genre now, honestly, like everything from Johnny Cash to Zeppelin. I love Pink Floyd.
Yeah, so I mean, you even have like dubstep in some of your music, like a dubstep kind of theme. So I feel like you get a lot of inspiration from different sources of music.
Yeah, I guess some of the beats, I'd say that's more on the producer end. I
But at the end of the day, you pick them, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I'd say there's probably only one song I can even really think of that maybe is more like kind of like a techno feel like that or something, or a dubstep from like way back. But a lot of the, I guess a lot of the newer stuff I've been working on is really like minimal lo-fi.
Yeah.
With a dude named Casey, who produced a lot of the songs on the EP that I released a few years ago. So nice.
And you launched a lot of singles like this month, basically back to back, maybe what,
three singles? Recently, four? Yeah, in the last year. I took a whole year off where I like was having an existential crisis. And was having a really rough time.
So you stopped basically making music and putting anything out?
I stopped putting it out. So I questioned why I was making music again. Like I was questioning why I was exploring. Just very, again, cliche existential crisis, like quarter life crisis.
Mm. When was this? Like when did you come out of it?
I came out of it like the beginning of 2018, I guess.
Mm. Wow. That's not even like...
That long ago. No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Definitely was a really rough, long year. Yeah. And I don't know. It was very detrimental to my like productivity and like career, whatever that you want to call this. Like, but I don't know. Probably pretty essential to like where I'm at now, as all things are.
Why? What happened in your life that caused you to go through all that?
At the end of 2016, which is like around when I released that EP.
Mm-hmm.
I had two friends die pretty suddenly, and that just threw me through a loop.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah. It's all right, man. Yeah, I mean, you try and make peace with it. I don't know. I'm not a religious person at all.
Were they accident? If you don't mind.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, so the first one, my friend Jason, he died in August, and
RP Jason, man.
Yeah, man. He was a coworker and good friend of mine, and he stole a car and drove the wrong way on the Willis Ave Bridge and crashed it.
Wow.
And then hopped out and was going to jump off the bridge. There's like a few film clips of it.
Wow.
But like, yeah. And then he died in police custody. Like the last, there's a clip of him being tackled by cops. And then,
What?
And I'd never even like officially, I know he had heart problems. So I don't even know the official,
would he die of?
Yeah. So that was pretty messed up.
Because he was good, and they tackled him, and then he died in their custody.
Man, fuck pigs.
So I don't know. That was on the Monday, because we were the coffee shop I work for. That we have like a company softball team, and we were on the team, and we were supposed to have a game, but it rained out, so he wasn't there. He was doing that instead. So I don't even believe in fate or anything like that. To be honest with you, I think like things happen for like just. Reason. No reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just happen, and then you do your best to deal with them. And you either deal with them or you don't. And sometimes you never do. And that's, I guess, what fucked me up for a full year. And then a few months after that, my friend Chris died train surfing. So
what's that?
Train surfing? That's when you're going on top of the train. He was trying to take photos. He was one of my exploring friends. So
that's a real culture thing to do, actually, in Africa and stuff like that. I think in London they do that too.
Train surfing.
Yeah, it's gaining.
You jump on top of a train while it's moving.
Yeah,
and you hop from on top of the train cars.
So he was climbing up on the side of it to take photos. So, that August 1st was Jason, and then October 4th, Chris died. So, those are hard to deal with.
Did it stop you from exploring yourself at that point? Like, was it like...
I had already slowed down a lot, but it was like definitely a big like...
But you're still like, that definitely has to make you definitely be cautious now.
Yeah, I mean, it does. And I've been arrested twice, so like...
Trespassing type thing? Or?
Yeah, trespassing. And then once they came to my apartment.
Then they came.
After a documentary, I had three DTs come to my apartment. And that was fun.
For what?
So I had to... That they charged me with trespassing and reckless endangerment. Man, I had to...
What'd you do? Like, where were you at?
That was for the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
In the documentary, I was in the Domino Sugar Factory, which is on Kent Ave in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So they just built that new, like... Domino Park, it's right in front of that. So I used to go in there and hang out and take photos. and my friends and I were dumb enough to do a documentary. It was no, honestly though, like you're dry, it's dry snitching. It's like makes me think of that MF Doom song.
Posted
like,
that shit on like rap YouTube snitches, and shit.
Yeah. Tell them all their business. Like, that's literally what it is. Like, yeah, it's so stupid. Yeah. Posting on Instagram every illegal thing we're doing.
Wow.
And then doing a documentary. Like, obviously they're not gonna take like that lightly. They're gonna get pissed off about it because it's disrespectful.
Them,
it's like, yeah, yeah, it's like fuck you. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, we're just being stupid kids. So
yeah.
So they got pissed off just about the documentary. They were mostly annoyed about kids going in the subway tunnels. So they that's what they ended up like getting us all for, is the subway tunnel stuff.
Oh, because you guys went through the tunnels, or
yeah. In the video, there's some footage of friends of mine going in the tunnels. So they, there's an abandoned station that actually has a camera, which none of us knew, because why would an abandoned station have a camera?
Yeah.
But, so we didn't know that. So they went and pulled up footage from like my first time ever in the subway tunnels. They like did the work to find that. And then they pulled that up, and that's what they got me for.
God,
so
damn.
Yeah, I had to do community service and pay a fine.
How much fucking
wasn't that bad.
Video did they have to look through to find
yeah,
you?
Like, I don't know, man. I can't imagine. Months.
Yeah, but
months
on top of that,
he's really tight.
You know, why did they got like cameras damn, at an like, abandoned station?
Yeah.
Like,
so
that's the other question.
So all these things kind of were like, all right, I should focus on something different. Plus it was like making it so my mom didn't sleep at all. Yeah, I was like fucking up her life, honestly. Yeah, it was very selfish of me in a lot of ways.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, people who love you and care about you obviously are going to be affected by every little thing you do.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And when you're doing something, like, if you're not doing it, it's seemingly way more reckless and risky than it actually, in my mind, is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still don't look at anything that I've done as really that risky. The only thing that I've done that I was like, wow, I'm a fucking idiot, was I climbed the smokestack of the Domino building and in like 0 degree weather and it had snowed. That was stupid.
Oh,
I didn't
God.
Have gloves on. My hands were numb by the time I got to the top of the smokestack. Like, that was stupid.
How the
yeah.
fuck?
That, yeah, it was stupid. Down. There was no point to doing that. Like, except
how'd you
get
for down,
to though? I climbed back down really slowly.
Your hands could barely feel your hands.
Yo, yeah. Honestly,
like, that was stupid.
The world
so,
is
like,
ending,
I'm lucky
on my
in that
team.
Way.
Like, this guy right here,
he's going
like,
to leave your ass because you can't climb the fucking...
Or I'm
going to
kill myself before it gets too bad. Yeah, man. I don't know. So, yeah. To bring it back to the to your question,
Jasmine, you got it to the other kind.
The,
oh, yeah.
DC, because you're talking.
Yeah, so the whole year, I guess I was reflecting on all of these things, mostly on losing my friends and, you know, trying to find the point to life.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. It just didn't feel like it mattered anymore. Like, nothing really felt like it mattered. Again, as cliche as all this is, like, nihilism's a bitch, man. I don't know. So it really, like, sucked me in, and I...
But
yeah,
I mean, I'm glad you're out of it now and putting music back out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm putting music back out. I don't feel like I'm out of it, but
yeah,
thank
I mean,
you though. Yeah.
Consistently, you know, producing again and
yeah,
and
it feels good. Thank
obviously
you.
Obviously, it's tough losing friends, but you know, unfortunately, we have to move on.
Oh yeah, man, I can't even
remember them the best way.
It feels selfish to even kind of allow myself to be that affected in that way when I know their families.
Yeah.
Destroyed by it, you know, it feels
yeah.
like I'm
feels selfish.
Yeah, it does feel selfish, and you know, it's like it's not about me.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. It's like trying to step outside of your own mind and not be so trapped in there is very helpful. So, in whatever way you can give yourself to other people, I think that's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my own. You find your own subjective truths and things to keep you like. Focused and
keep going. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Do
so
you feel like your photography and your music is what keeps you going?
Yeah, it does. And my family.
And your family.
Yeah, that is. That's pretty much all that I focus on.
I think I should die, bro.
Yeah, that's what I. That's what I care about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. That's nice.
Yeah, man. The family is
so
key,
important.
Important.
Yeah,
man.
Can't take
that.
It for granted.
Mm-hmm. That's a family one.
Yeah, I'm lucky for having very supportive family members.
So you got your mom and your dad.
My mom and my dad. My grandmother grew up with me too, so
oh,
she was there my whole life. I'm
so
one
they
of four
support
kids.
Your music and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, initially that combo wasn't, you know, too.
like
yeah, I just you know double majored in NYU, and now I'm gonna do this. You know.
Yeah.
And
you're
and
I wasn't
and you're a barista while you're doing it. So wait, did you really quick I wanted to ask you, Did you like go to your parents and tell them like I got a blue check mark?
Definitely, yeah, I don't think I did that.
Because you're saying like your family's so supportive and so close. I'm like, perfect my time to slide it in.
My sister was sitting across from me on the train in Germany when I got the email. I definitely was like, yo, Megan. So yes, admittedly to her. She got it. But no, since then, as you can tell, I think that reaction was fitting for, unfortunately, who I was then, but I'm very far from that person now, and I'm thankful for that. But unfortunately, definitely hasn't been easy getting, I guess, humbled is maybe the word for it.
It is humbled. That's the perfect word. You're super humble.
I think I'm just fucking nervous and anxious all the time now, honestly, and socially awkward. Yeah,
anxiety, man. You got to smoke the herb, my brother.
You know what it is?
Smoke the herb, my brother.
I think you're overthinking.
We do not condone smoking.
I mean, that is what I do nonstop is overthink. My mind doesn't stop working.
Stop overthinking.
I wish I could help that.
I know.
Honestly, that does help me like stop even that. I used to overthink everything, and then
it's so hard to stop,
and then it kind of just puts me into one thought
at
a time, you know what I mean? I just think about one thing,
but true, usually
I have monomania.
Usually I'm thinking about 10 things.
Monomania, when something happens in my life, like when I got arrested, it's so distracting for me, I can't focus on anything else. It absorbs my entire reality.
Does it not help you? What else do you have? Like, you've had monomania. What other ones?
Oh, I mean, that's just a word generally, like, describing just being so obsessed or focused on one thing, you know? I guess being self-critical and overthinking again. Just, I don't know. I definitely spend too much time obsessing over all the little details of things that sometimes don't need to be. You know, sometimes it's not that fucking complicated. Like, it is what it is. Like, and you have to deal with it and move on. Like, there's no way around it. But I definitely don't allow myself to do that.
You got to, I mean, everybody's got, like, got to train their brain, I feel.
You got to trick your brain sometimes.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Because sometimes I catch myself, like, overthinking something, or it is what it is. Like he just said, at times, all right, well, that's just what it is. Move on. Do the next thing. Don't get stuck on that one thing. Do the next thing.
My favorite quote is, there are no good or bad thoughts. They're just thoughts.
Okay.
All right, cool.
No, you just like being a dick, but it's fine. Whatever. It's fine because his bitch ass is still going to hit me up on a Tuesday or Wednesday and be like, hey, Jez, how you doing? Yeah. Is everything going great? I need to just do the mental health checkup.
Thanks, James, for being here for the moral support for the Queen of Critics today.
I feel like the guests are always my moral support. Like, they're always like on the same page as me.
No, but did you hear how Derek said? He's like, okay, like, so what? Then with the quote, she said the quote. I gotta rewind.
I thought it was poignant.
You said, okay, I gotta rewind it. I gotta rewind it. You were not supportive.
I wasn't. I thought it was a dope quote.
It is a great quote. You're labeling your thoughts.
No, it is. I was just fucking with you. Relax. I was just messing around. All right,
fuck
guys.
Fuck you, Edison.
All right, next topic. No, but can we peer pressure you into a freestyle? Is that what we're going to do
here? I don't know about that. Maybe I'll spit a verse for you that I wrote recently that I like a lot.
That works.
Yeah, that works. That's what everybody does for a freestyle. That's what everybody does.
Yeah. Give me a high five, friend.
All right, yeah, let me think of, there are a few that
should
I like.
Should I play a beat for you?
No, I'll just do it a cappella, if that's cool.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, whatever you want.
It's, all right, let me think which one I want to do.
All right, let me get.
Is it recorded?
Yeah, give me the camera.
Yeah, he wants to do his little fun thing where he like gets in the face and beats the camera.
We have to control the camera, you know, get the right images. We got a blue check mark in the house.
God damn it, man. See, I wish like I could just delete that account, but I would be just fucking myself.
He's the worst. Just be happy that you're just doing it. You're just doing one show with us. Just be happy.
No, what's funny is my coworkers did the same thing to me, too.
They just fucking with you the whole time?
Yeah, man. Like, a lot of them will be like, yeah, like, oh, James, verify. It sucks, man.
Damn, why didn't we think of that?
Listen,
one?
It's a never, yeah. it's a never ending joke. You know what I mean?
No,
because
I mean,
they, because they,
I mean,
people know
a
you,
that's
and you're,
what,
you're a
yeah.
humble guy. That's why, and it seems like you're almost like ashamed of it.
That's why I was
so
saying.
I want to that well, no, automatically
said,
makes you
said,
pick
he
at
said
it.
He said originally he wasn't like he was.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe that's why I'm shy about it
now. It's like because it's regular shit now. It's like,
well, maybe
been there, done.
Maybe that is me being conscious of my. Like past self and not liking
yeah.
that. And I think that's admittedly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
That's the only reason why Edison is going mad ham right now is because his reaction is so calm. So
he's
just going to keep
he's
going.
He's
going to
keep pushing until
I'm an asshole.
Like fucking
I'm a genuine
so
asshole. Like deep down inside,
I
I'm
know,
an asshole. Yeah,
I know.
So.
That's
I'm
why
sorry,
none
James.
Of this, none of this mental health conversation makes sense to you.
I think it's like the. Never mind. I don't want to blame my nation.
Don't
for me
do
being
that.
An
don't.
He's about
no,
to blame
okay.
the whole nation.
He was. That's the only. I think that's the only time he ever cares. It's about literally his nation, Lexi, and Eva. That's it.
That's what I. That's what I. That's what.
No.
I love about Edison though is like I never met anyone who's like down for their. For their squad, like for their people, like he really goes hard for his people. He really fucks with them. He tries to incorporate them and everything. And I think that's dope. And I've never met nobody.
As much as he's an asshole, he's a nice asshole.
He's a nice.
He bleaches. Right,
thanks, guys.
He bleaches the hairs.
Oh
wow, that was
yeah.
Very,
I mean,
just,
everyone
that
thinks
graphic.
Of that Kanye line immediately when he said.
All right,
you ready?
Yeah, whenever you are.
I hate the world more than I hate myself. Someone help. Mixed pride and bitterness sent it to make your stomach melt. Yeah, I was born a scentless apprentice, someone they never smelt. Yeah, I'm Jerry Only and Glenn Danzig, if nothing else. But fucking hell, the whole gallon sour. Time has expired, I sold out of hours. Mowed down the flowers, we're building a landfill. The air is as soft and as light as an anvil. Like there's still fluid in my lungs from pneumonia. My nose and throat are burning like I'm huffing ammonia. I got the whole world right up on a poster. The past on a table plus up on a poster. And the sun on my shoulders while I wade through the mire. Plus a gun in a holster with one bullet to fire. I've been drinking milk plus in a proper attire while I put the final touches on his funeral pyre. And that's the first part of it.
James Lanning, everybody.
I lost myself. I think I threw it out. Just add it to the list of all the shit that I can do without. I'm losing count. Soon an hour later, you get used to doubt. When you tell yourself you hate you every time you move your mouth. Move the couch, sit up close. Leave me bound, twist a rope. Blow a cloud like the smoke. Move the couch, sit up close. That's the other part of the first verse of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bro, your whole rapping style changes from... The way that you just talk. It's like a totally different person, bro.
Yeah, my inflections change. Like, this one is mad different. I almost fucked up a waiter for disrespecting my grandmother and stepping out of line like you ruined the dance number. Like, it's the only time I'll be home this damn summer. I guess I need a bigger umbrella to stand under because none of this shit had changed just by moving to Maryland. Your life's a horror show. I need Susan Sarandon and the direction of James Cameron and anyone willing to come and fill in the role of Jay Lannon, but... I think I'm happy this morning. I woke up early, a quarter to 7:30, with one of my cleanest dirty hoodies and started walking in no particular hurry. Who knew that all you ever had to do was listen to Journey when your vision is blurry and you'll keep believing and smile? Like I'm still holding my breath. I ain't breathing a mile. I'm sitting under street lights. I'll be seated a while. Let's get the midnight train where every seat is denial. Meanwhile, man, it's wax on the table. Every day's more wax on the table. Yep.
Mm. Man, first, good, bro. Yeah, I gotta put the camera down.
Edison has no idea what to do to himself. He's so excited. He's like, "Oh my god, that was so great."
We're gonna have to pop. We haven't popped the show yet.
Hey,
there we go, James Lanning, everybody.
Thank you.
First of all, where do you get your flow from? Like, how did that?
I don't know.
Come
I just
to be.
Sometimes
it's very different.
So sometimes I get into a habit of speaking like this, where I'm like trying to speak rhythmically, and I've kind of taught myself to almost just have conversations like that. So it becomes a habit of rapping fluid.
Shit. That's crazy.
So it just gets into
So basically, what you said is, bro, like you, when you speak, like you almost You're trying to stop yourself from rapping a little bit. That's crazy.
Because sometimes I get into... that's crazy. Sometimes I end up enunciating every little syllable during a conversation. Yeah. I'll say it like that for no reason. And it usually happens if I get excited about something. I'll just start rambling and it sounds... I actually don't speak monotone and it's a little more exciting.
That's crazy. Hmm.
So, but that's how I try and mimic my actual rap style. So, where I put like a lot of emphasis on vowels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I only care about a few things. Give it take one or two different mood swings. I've been flying to the moon with glue wings and my red huge stains on my shoestrings. It's like a
I've never heard that before. Like that. Have you guys?
A new thing that it changed my laces or tie them less tight. I'm way too anxious, right in it. My desk biting all the skin off on my fingers. So even when the thoughts are gone, the feeling lingers. See, the main thing is I don't trust anybody anymore. You don't know me, the fuck you pretending for. Yeah, just writing on the ball, I ain't read before. Time's ticking like an episode of 24. Now I ain't home, my manga sold. Altogether, me and fans still dying unknown. So once in a while, when I dial the phone, it's like blame, but my rainbow's out the phone. No. So that's from I Doubt It. That's the second verse of I Doubt It. So, I don't know. Just
bro, you sound like M, bro.
I get that a lot, yeah. I take that as a compliment.
M, yeah, a little bit more different. Like, you have to really sit and, like, listen to what he's saying sometimes.
You sound like M. Like, M doesn't... Like,
He's been such an inspiration. Some of his verses,
he sounds just...
Do you read the dictionary like him?
What's up?
Do you read the dictionary?
Do I read the dictionary?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't read the dictionary. No, I got you. No, Eminem is, in my mind, one of the greatest and arguably MCs of all time. You know, and I've definitely listened to a lot of Eminem growing up.
That's who you sound like to me, bro.
Mm.
You sound like him.
Yeah, man, I like the flow. You know, I'm happy the music's coming out consistently now. When's the next single?
I'm not sure.
Notifications I get on SoundCloud, James Lang, a new track.
It depends how I, you know, get my head on here. I'm going to Germany next week just to go.
Oh, Germany.
Yeah.
He said just Germany. To go.
How long are you going to be out there for?
I'm going to Munich and then I'm going to Berlin just for like a week and a half. So,
who are you going with?
Just me.
All right.
I'm just going.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I need it.
Berlin is dope. Berlin is
don't know about the dope trips.
I don't. Not as much as I was.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, I was doing more. I went to Chile. Went to Spain. I've been to Germany before too. That's the last place I went. I don't.
Yeah, that's where you got.
That's
verified.
Where you got your verified. We know.
That is
we
yes. Paying that is where the greatest moment of my entire life.
That's where we
go.
We all go to Germany next week too.
Yeah, that's where the greatest moment of.
That is where it happened. So.
I just want to go back and visit it.
Yeah, that is. I'm going to take the exact same train.
That's when you became a real rapper.
In the same car.
Where were you going?
That is. What's up?
Where were you going?
I was on a train to Berlin.
Yeah, but like, what were you doing? Like, were you like, what
we were
on a trip?
Oh, why were we there? Yeah, just a trip. I was with my brother and sister.
Nice.
Shout out to family that just does shit together.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a really good trip.
It was dope.
Yeah.
My sisters need to get it together.
So when you go to like, all right, so when you're gonna go to Germany, are you just going to enjoy the country, or are you gonna try to do something, connect with people for musically network?
More just
like that,
to
or?
Try and, like I said, I'm having a particularly rough time right now, to be honest with you. It's been a really bad couple months, especially this last month. So honestly, I'm going for that reason, to just wander. And
but when you say bad, like what do you mean?
Why wouldn't you go somewhere like tropical though? Sorry.
No, because
I'm sorry,
because I'm emo and no, I don't know.
Berlin is really artsy.
It's dark
yeah, I know,
and cold.
But like Peru, I know, but you can go to like the rainforest. It's cold.
Berlin
over
has
there.
A touch of Nazism.
I guess
on one side.
Oh, God,
so,
yeah.
It's Berlin. There's a touch of
cancels
death in the
trip
air.
Immediately.
There's a touch of death in the air.
Oh yeah. God. Nice. I think. Yo. I think I'm. I'm thinking about moving there, to be honest with you, in like
to
a
Germany.
Year. So I think I'm going to Berlin to.
Can you speak German?
Nope, not at all. Mm. But I don't.
That's
really
the fun, though, isn't it? Learning.
I guess maybe this is the scary thing to people around me, is I kind of don't care right now, like about a lot. So, yeah, I just don't care.
I like that. You know what? I kind of, I like
not
that
a
though.
Good thing.
No, but I like that you just kind of just, you just do whatever. You
I mean,
just like,
I think I just need it. I don't know. It feels right to me.
How
I need
old are
to,
you again?
I'm 28 and I turned 29.
But you look so young.
I guess.
So,
I feel like I look 80 right now, man. I like haven't been sleeping. at all. Like, I'm up to like 5 a.m.
Skin is tighter than mine right now.
You really don't look that up.
Well, that's good.
And I got
I think it's because I don't see the sun.
For you to be saying that you're stressing like this, you actually look.
Thanks, dude.
You look pretty healthy, good. Man.
You look good for someone that's stressing.
Like, I just had food poisoning for a week and only ate saltines for 7 days, so that's part of my current happiness. I'm not kidding. Literally, a whole week I couldn't eat except for saltines.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm at the tail end of that. I'm at the end of a confusing breakup or not sure what's going on.
Shout out to It's Complicated.
Yeah,
their status.
Girls are weird, man.
Aren't they? Facebook did that.
Yeah, I'm pretty confused.
Yeah, man. Girls are weird.
Yeah,
man. But I love them.
I'm so confused. But it's all good,
man. Can't live with them. Can't live with them.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on right now in anything.
But
yeah, we're always here to talk.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll just come on and you guys can be my therapist.
We'll be therapist.
Shit, if it helps, holla at us.
Yeah, shit, if it helps.
Yeah, these
three people are going to help
you. There you go, yes.
The most fucked up people in podcasting. They're gonna
honestly, you probably get pretty good. You probably get pretty far. We're a good mix of do's and don'ts.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, yeah, dude, I would love to come on anytime.
Just take all of what we said and then just take bits and pieces of it and then put it all
together.
Yeah,
you gotta differentiate between what you want to listen to yourself.
And it might not work all the time, like, correctly in that order.
But
so
come back
gotta,
and tell us how it, you know, helps
you. Get the gist, man.
Yeah. But all right, James Lanning, everybody, thank you for joining
us for
the
show. Thank you so much for having me.
Is there anything else you want to add in there?
New shows coming up, any upcoming show, anything that you want fans to watch out for?
Before you like move to Berlin? Like.
No, I mean, that's not going to happen for now. I just signed my lease, man. I can't do that yet. I don't know. I think I have too many obligations here still, too.
Okay.
My grandma is pretty sick, so I'm not going to leave the country.
Been there. Don't worry about it. Been there.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Yeah,
I need to be around.
Hang in there.
Yeah, so.
Just love it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say to people. I'm not a fucking role model, you know? Yeah, like,
He just has a blue check.
Yes. Yeah. So, yes, I am a role model in that.
Yeah, you're automatically a role model. Did they get you on Twitter, too, or are you...
Nope.
Oh, you only got the Instagram. Man. Instagram's the hardest one to get.
I guess. Yeah, I guess Twitter is more...
Twitter's supposed to be the easiest, and then Facebook's supposed to be even easier.
Are you on Twitter, like, heavy or... Not heavy,
no,
but... Like,
I'm not on any social media heavy anymore, much to, like, the chagrin of people who help me with my music shit, but... Yeah. I don't know.
All right, so tell everybody where they can follow you anyway.
Come on.
Sure, my Instagram is James S. Lanning. It's my radio voice. Yeah, it's just James S. Lanning.
That's not very similar to my radio voice.
It would have been James Lanning if there was not this guy that hasn't been on his
so the picture extra S of is there for my middle name.
It's always the motherfuckers that
fucking
don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, this guy is fucking everything up for me.
He did it that one time that his girlfriend like broke up with him and he was like, "Can I'm making an Instagram."
I'm going to show her everything.
I'm going to show her everything I'm doing.
Yeah. Eating shrimp.
He got back with her and they're happy.
Life is good.
yeah, I don't have much to say. I don't know, man. I don't know. Thank you guys for having me. That's
no worries.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Any positive quotes or any positive?
Definitely not the guy to go to for that, right? Especially right now. I don't know. I think
any negative quotes.
No, I mean
any negative.
Like,
quotes?
Go fuck yourself. Type of quote.
Yeah, like what do you? Like,
no, I mean I don't have any. No, man, fuck that.
That's it. There you go. Fuck that.
Yeah.
There you go. Fuck
that.
That.
No.
Fuck that. I like it.
Fuck that.
I would say the only thing I would say is like literally just find whatever the fuck you want to do, and it really doesn't matter what you do. It's like find your own subjective truth, and just fucking do it. Doesn't really matter. Like beyond that, like what else are you gonna do? Like, you know, try and be like you're trying. The point is to try and be happy and like surround yourself with people you love and that you care about. And beyond that, like, fuck everything else.
Fuck that. I like it.
That's a fact. All right,
be
everybody.
The best you guys.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC.
And don't forget to rate us 5 stars. Everybody's been slacking. I don't understand.
I will get
five
right
stars.
On that immediately after this.
Facto. Yeah.
You're not leaving the house unless...
Five stars.
You don't even have to leave the house. You don't even... No.
Him
leave the house.
Yeah,
I was like,
he's not leaving unless he...
That's ominous.
Like, people don't even have to leave the house to give us 5 stars. Like, what do you mean?
For all future guests, when you come on this show...
We want
to
see 5 stars before.
you will automatically you have to do that.
You're only getting on the show if you've rated us 5 stars.
Yeah, there you go. That's you want a screenshot part. First.
To get, so you have to send a screenshot in the email. for verification.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the Questionable Behavior Podcast. And we will see you next week.
Later, y'all.
Once again, with a wonderful show. Season 4. We're doing new things.
Episode 2.
Mic check doing sessions. We're,
Make what sure else?
There was something else that was new. Something else.
Oh, we have to say our Instagram. Say your Instagram.
My Instagram is liveitup973. All underscores in between that shit. Yeah.
And y'all can follow me at Queen of Critics. Thank you.
Deal. Magnify so long, I'm amazed, amazed. I didn't come 1,000 miles to run away, away. I've been magnify so long. It's about to find yourself right here, right now. Right here, right now. And every now and then I do realize that it might be inside my head, but I deny that my mind's clear right now. I'm right here, right now. I done come 1,000 miles to run away, away. I've been magnified so long, I'm amazed. Living life wrong in a fight with a python. It'll grip tight to my right arm, right till my life's gone. Where have I gone? Fuck an icon, fuck a daikon. I sit tight, but I hype strong. Man, I try to forget it and get a mic on. My mind let it ignite it like a pipe bomb. Do a fight with a knife or a Nikon. I can't really decide. I'm forever divided. Try to rekindle the vibe. I be filled with climate. You be living to die. Why are you digging for diamonds? It's a different environment. I used to. Maybe it's in the drive by to shoot you. And to go for prime time. I hold up a fine line and hope my mind's eye can move you. I done come 1,000 miles to run away, away. I've been magnified so long, I'm amazed, amazed. I done come 1,000 miles to run away, away. I've been magnified so long, I'm amazed. Press on, get a hit in the chest, and take your vest off. They said to give it the rest, instead of best off. I never listen, I'm deaf, and then they get cross. Yeah, no one had a prayer for me, please believe it. Knowing damn well I don't even need it. Man, I'm breathing deeply while I look at the city and everybody, a couple of 100 feet beneath me. It's a means of treatment and a bleed of shit. Trying to leave a bleak place that I frequent it. I was set to jump in, and my feet in it. If nothing, then intervene, you be beating this. And I remember the time I went and set up a rhyme, and everybody said to come as you are, like never mind, but never mind it. I'm forever reminded, when it turned your back, you better strap behind it. We'll